Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Raina Huang episode, otherwise known as Raina is Crazy. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about these food challenges that she's participated in. She's actually has eaten a 50 by 50 In-N-Out cheeseburger. I know, it's incredible. I just love hearing her adventures just being in the food game. So thanks for tuning in and have a great week. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest today. Please welcome for the first time on the show, Raina Huang, otherwise known as Raina is Crazy. Thanks for coming.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, how are you doing? This is a very special episode. You're our first guest that is about food.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I don't know much about the community. That's why I would I'm glad that you came on. But then Ren was saying that you were into gaming.
I do both. Yeah.
You do. Okay. Yeah. So what games did you enjoy playing?
I basically only play League of Legends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's very competitive, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of I don't know much about it, but aren't there like the best players are from Asia?
Yes.
There's like Korean squads, Chinese squads, Japanese squads.
Not Japan.
Not Japan?
Yeah, Japan's not that great in League of Legends specifically, but definitely China and Korea.
Can you cheat in it?
No.
Because I'm playing Destiny 2 right now, and it's a first-person shooter, and there's a thing called Trials of Osiris. It's competitive PvP, and it's getting bad with cheaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, DDoSing.
Oh, I mean, to that extent, I do. I guess some people do it, but mm-hmm. It's not like that often. It's not like that easy to cheat.
It's not easy. Do you have to be really good at a code, like a coder or a...
I'm not sure how they do it, but League is pretty good with getting rid of those cheaters.
What do you think the mentality is behind cheating? I'm trying to understand why someone would go stoop that low to cheat on a video game.
I don't know, just to prove like they're better than the rules.
But that's not proving that you're better because you're cheating.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Now, is that the? Did you start with League of Legends, or did you? What were some of the first games that you played as a kid?
I play a lot of MapleStory.
Okay. Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
It's the very childish game that everybody's probably a lot of people have played it.
Is it like Animal Crossing?
No.
Or Stardew Valley?
No, but it's like really cute and very easy. It's not really competitive. It's just very...
What type of game is it?
Role-playing? Yeah, role-playing.
Oh, right. Yeah. And then is it for the PlayStation? Oh, it's a PC game. Yeah. Is it like Sims?
I guess like a very cartoonish way. But you have like powers and stuff.
Like, give me an example. Like what, superpowers?
Yeah, like you get to like play different classes of like warriors or mages.
Oh, so is it like some Dungeons and Dragons shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh, that's what's up. You could be a wizard?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like Skyrim? Because I was huge into Skyrim.
I don't know Skyrim.
Okay. It's similar to Skyrim.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. And so, and then you had homies that were gamers too. Did you, like he mentioned that you had a squad, like a gaming squad. or people, dudes you gamed with, or
yeah, like just like people who hang out with me online, I guess.
Oh, and then how did you mean just being
just
online?
Just online.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then when did it turn from the gaming into what we have here?
Well, so.
Yeah, this is legit.
This is very interesting. Yeah. So, I definitely wanted to be some sort of entertainer.
Yeah.
I always knew I wanted to be like an actress, model, singer, whatever.
That's what's up. Yeah.
And gaming was just another outlet that, you know, people do Twitch streaming and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I tried to go for that for a while.
Doing Twitch.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But that didn't work out.
Isn't it hard to? Because I tried to also at one point. Uh-huh. I just game for fun now. But I had a squad called WFE. Still, those are my homies. But it was hard to get everyone weekly to get on. And it got to a point where people started breaking off and doing their own channel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Me included. Like, I just want to game by myself. So, like, could you relate to that as far as, I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, Twitch is very hard to get into. And especially since, like, a lot of people do it. There's just so much competition. And it's just like singing or modeling or acting. Like, there's just so much competition. Everybody does, like, everything, you know? And from
On Twitch. So yeah. You're saying it was, it started as just a gaming platform, right? That's what I understand. Started with gaming, but then now people are not even gaming on it and doing other types of things.
Yeah,
right?
You couldn't even just walk around and just do everyday life stuff. Like,
what?
Yeah, streaming your entire life.
What's that called? Is there a name
live
for
streaming?
It? It's just live streaming. Yeah. So they use the camera right there and they're like, okay, I'm going to clean my room.
Yeah.
And then, so it's a form of voyeurism.
I guess.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
It is. Yeah.
It's kind of like, have you seen that movie Truman Show with Jim Carrey?
No.
Oh, the whole movie's about, it's just like the whole world, it's like he has his own reality show, but the joke's on him. Like everyone's recording him, you know, like everyone's an actor in his world and he doesn't know it. So it's kind of like that. So how long did you, were you taking a crack at Twitch and then when did you move on past it?
I think about a year or two years.
And you're doing it every week?
Yes, I was definitely streaming quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But for me, it just like Twitch doesn't really make any real money.
Yeah, how do people make money?
People
on
make
Twitch?
Money mostly through donations, which is not a strong form of income.
Of income,
you
yeah.
know. So, after that, I moved on to making cooking videos.
That's what's up.
And then I was actually the first female chef at Benihana.
Dude, I love Benihana.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did all the tricks and whatnot. And
so what do you call that? It's the
Teppan chef.
Teppan chef, right?
Yeah.
Did you do the volcano?
Yes. Yeah.
With the onions?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. Which one? Did you work the one on La Siena?
No, I don't live around here.
Oh, okay.
So I live the place where I live in Walnut City Industry.
What'd you say?
Walnut.
My girlfriend lives in Walnut.
Oh, cool.
You went to Walnut High?
Yeah.
Suzanne Middle School?
Yes.
Dude, it's going to blow her mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I still live there right now. Like,
my girl lives there right now.
Yeah, I mean, she'd probably see me
like running.
Do you
live near the 31 Baskin-Robbins and there's a Baskin-Robbins right there?
I know what you're talking about, but yeah. My boyfriend lives near there, so I'm probably walking, running
around. I love Walnut. I love the Pyology over there. You go to the Pyology there?
I actually work with Pyology quite a few times.
Oh, my God. My girl's going to lose her mind. I'll be like, you went to Suzanne Middle?
Yes.
My girl went to Suzanne Middle School.
Yes. And I went to Collegewood Elementary. I don't know if she knows what that is.
How come? Okay, she probably does. Yeah, she's there. She was born and raised there.
Okay.
That's going to blow her mind. So why not Nogales? Why Walnut, not Nogales High School? Because I always ask her. We always drive by Nogales.
I'm pretty sure my dad chose it because my dad chose the area specifically where I would go to Walnut High because Walnut's a much better high school than Nogales.
Oh, yeah. That's so crazy. So do you go, have you been to Tiger Sugar?
Yes.
Okay. Because I learned about boba going to Walnut and just the Covina area.
Yeah,
you know, half and half?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so explain to the viewers what happened, because I love that place.
They're just really good, like, higher-end boba shops, like, with the cheese and with the sugars. It's all, and their boba quality is really good. Yeah.
So their drink, they have a drink where you could get, it's like this half white, kind of like half and half white
milk
stuff.
And,
milk. Yeah. With, and then on top is like whatever. It's it could be pudding or whatever. And it's or coffee. I like their coffee.
Yeah.
And then what I like to do is I get it and I like I mix it with the straw and it blends into like like a coffee slushy type drink. But oh man, that's so crazy. You kind of took me back when you said walnut because I spend quite a lot of time in Walnut. Not now because of the quarantine, but I love going to Walnut, man.
It's a very nice like suburb area. It's like so green.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and you know what? There's the trails too, right? There's a lot of hiking trails.
I walk and run every day.
Every day. Yeah.
Because of what I do, like we're going to get into it. Because of so much I eat, like I have to exercise a lot.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay, let's get back. I'm sorry for I won't stick on Walnut, but you like caught me off guard. So what were you're doing Twitch and then like
I did the cooking videos.
Okay, what'd you start with? What was the first couple that you did?
Like
cooking
videos?
Yeah. What types of foods and everything?
Oh, it was just random stuff I would do. It was just like Asian food, Italian food. Like, I don't know, like just random recipes and whatnot. It didn't do well. Yeah. But so I didn't. Okay. All of my life, you know, like in Chinese culture, I'm Chinese.
That's what's up.
There's no portion control, you know. You just kind of eat however much you want. And your family doesn't really have like, quote, manners.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of slurp everything as fast as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know that food challenges were like a thing, you know? And so,
I didn't either. That's why you're on. We're trying to learn about it.
Yeah. So when I worked at Benihana, you know, like real job, and then I was eating with my coworkers, they told me, wow, you eat a lot, you know? I was like, really? You know? And they told me to go try a food challenge. I'm like, wait, what's a food challenge? And they told me, people will give you free food because you can eat a lot. I'm mind blown, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, what? And so nearby City of Industry, there was a burrito challenge. It was a 4-pound burrito, my first food challenge ever. I recorded myself doing it. I finished in 6 minutes. And so...
Was it carne asada?
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
Oh, I love carne asada burritos.
So I put that video up and then that got so much attention. You know, I was like, people like to watch me eat a lot of food, you know? I'm like, and then I'm like, I'm getting this burrito for free because I can eat a lot.
I just
thought the idea was just so funny.
Yeah.
You know, and from then I researched into food challenges. And I'm like, there's so many places around me that'll give me free food just because I can eat a lot, you know? And then I was like,
that's
okay.
Great. Like who are these people that give you free food? Are there like business, just food businesses?
No, it's just a thing.
It's
like
a community.
No, yeah, like some restaurants, they have a food challenge. They give you the food for free if you can finish it within a certain amount of time.
Oh, I used to work at Fat Sales. Around
Fat Sales is one of them. Yeah.
When I worked there, I worked in the I was a cashier, but then I worked in the back as the milkshake guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had a huge
I've seen it.
Huge sandwich, and if you could finish the sandwich about this long,
you get it for free.
You get it for free,
and you also get to make your own sandwich.
Yeah,
something crazy like that. Yeah,
that's crazy. So then light bulb went off in your head.
Yeah. So light bulb went off, and then I just went around, kept doing more food challenges around the local Southern California area.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then I built up a fan base. So within a year, I got 100,000 subscribers, which is insane. YouTube? Yeah. I mean, I've only been doing YouTube for my food challenge stuff. I've only been doing it for not even 3 years.
And you got that many subscribers?
Yeah. It's just because like it's so niche. Like I was saying, there's so many actresses, musicians,
models.
Gamers or models, whatever. But there's no girl who would go out, stuff their face with a lot of food, eat as fast as me, and just go crazy, you know?
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite foods to eat during these challenges? Have you had spicy foods?
I do some spicy as well. And you mentioned David So. David So actually went to Orochan in Little Tokyo with me to do that spicy ramen challenge.
Oh, shout out to David.
Yeah.
Him and Timothy Delgado have they have their own food show that people pay them to travel everywhere to go to different food spots.
Yeah, it's
that blows
cool.
my mind. I'm like, whoa.
I actually got a recent trip sponsored to Japan. So it's the same concept.
Someone paid you, they flew you to Japan?
Yes.
Let's talk about how did that happen?
Well, so after, like, as I progress my YouTube, you know, it gets a little bit stale if I stay in Southern California, right? Mm-hmm. So I started looking towards tours. So my first tour was actually traveling to 15 different states. It was funded by myself, but okay. I drove to 15 different states.
By yourself?
I was with somebody else, another competitive eater. Oh. Yeah, but we went to, like, so many different restaurants in all these states.
How do you plan something for that? How do you plan that out?
We managed, like, today I would eat this and then drive however many.
Did you research restaurants on the road? Like, okay.
No, I plan it out beforehand. I plan out all the restaurants beforehand. So
that's
what
I meant. Yeah. You did your research.
Yes, yes.
Like, okay, there's this barbecue spot in Texas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to get that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's what I did. And then ever since that tour, I've been looking to more like traveling in addition to the food, because travel and food just mix so well together, you know.
God. You have a dream job, by the way.
I do, yes.
You're living the life. Yeah. Continue.
I've done food challenges in Spain already.
You've been to Madrid and Barcelona?
Yeah. Not Barcelona, but mostly Valencia and Madrid.
Yeah, Valencia.
Yeah.
Shout out to the football club, yeah.
I went to Taiwan. I've been to...
been to Korea?
No, not Korea yet.
Ooh, that's next.
My next one is either Canada or Australia.
I thought of one. Kimchi jjigae.
Ooh, that kimchi, sounds good. Yeah, that's
kimchi.
Good.
You like kimchi jjigae?
Yes.
Kimchi jjigae challenge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Where they crack the egg in it and
everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know, you're by that BCD. There's a BCD kind of near Walnut,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I know.
You know
all
about
kinds
the Asian.
Of food.
Yeah. You know about 101 Noodle House? 101
yeah.
Noodle? You do?
Yeah.
That's my spot. Okay, so have you done soups and stews and
oh yeah, my
gumbo?
my most viewed video on my channel, 2.7 million views, is a 7-pound pho challenge. Very big bowl. Yeah.
That's another thing, because my girl's from Walnut. I wasn't hip on pho that hard, because we'd go to play. She's like, I'm craving pho. I go, what's that? She's like, you haven't had pho. She had just her being a Walnut introduced me to 101 Noodle, and then she brought me a pho spot. Just all that spot.
Oh, there's a lot of good food there. Yeah.
In Walnut, yeah. Right? Okay, just off top, what are some of the top five spots to go? If you were to go to Walnut or Covina, that whole area.
Well, I like cheap.
Okay, so affordable.
I like cheap and good.
Okay, cheap and good.
There's this place called Kang Kang Shua Mei. It's basically three entrees, rice and soup, $5-$6.
Is it Chinese food?
It's Chinese.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it's
they
so
got
good.
Dumplings?
Yeah, they have the best pan fried, you know, Sinjian Bao? The pan fried pork dumplings?
Oh, yeah,
so
that's
good.
My shit. Oh, I love all anything. I'll eat all of that. I love that. Yeah.
All you can eat Korean barbecue places over there.
There's Korean barbecue in Walnut?
Yeah.
Which ones?
There's one called RH Barbecue, which is on Colima and Fullerton. It's not specifically Walnut, but RH Barbecue. Yeah, it's $12, $11, all you can eat.
They got
all day.
Brisket?
Oh, yeah. I just go there, eat brisket.
Where's that? Is that a Walnut?
Not Walnut, but Roland Heights. Same thing, same area. Yeah, the owner actually knows me. It's, I didn't, like, it's not because, like, I work with him or anything. It's just I walked in and he's like, you too? Eat a lot.
Oh,
and then, yeah, if you go into that restaurant, you actually see my cards on display because he just loves my videos. It's actually really funny.
Does he comp you?
Huh?
Free, you can eat for free?
No, but
you
I
get
mean...
The discount maybe? Just
no, I don't get discount, but I mean, it's already like $12 per person. I'm eating a lot of food. Like,
well, but it's all you can eat?
All you can eat.
It's better than Road to Seoul, isn't it?
Road to Seoul. I think so.
It is, right? Mm-hmm. How's their kimchi though? Is it pretty bomb?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
The kimchi straight?
Yeah, I like their food.
Tell me one more.
Another Korean barbecue
place?
Yeah,
another Korean barbecue.
A better one, Thirsty Cow, is good. It's not as cheap, but it's good quality.
Where is that? Is that
in it's in Roland Heights. They're all the
okay, same.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You got one more?
Barbecue Stop. Barbecue Stop is in Walnut. What I like about this place is they give you a cheese fondue, and then they put wine in it, so then you can dip your meat in that cheese with wine, and you just pick it up to cheese pull it.
Oh,
I am hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. So how did you learn about all, like, cause, yeah.
Oh, I'm just a foodie. I just like going out to eat all the different kinds of food, even before all this food stuff. I just love food.
You got some Thai spots there, too. Thai food?
Not too many Thais.
No?
No. There's not too much Thai stuff there.
There's Pinoy, Filipino spots.
They're a little bit, but they're not as good as some of the stuff outside of Walnut.
Okay. Yeah. What about barbecue? Are you familiar? Have you done barbecue?
Barbecue challenges, like American barbecue?
Yeah, American barbecue.
There was a spot in Garden Grove called the Smoking Ribs.
Wait, so say it again?
Smoking Ribs.
Smoking Ribs.
Garden Grove.
That's Garden Grove.
Yes.
Okay.
This one, they have a challenge. One full rack of beef ribs, one full rack of pork ribs, 1 pound of pulled pork, nachos, chicken wings, beans, mashed potatoes, corn, blueberry muffin. It's a huge barbecue tray. You eat all that in 60 minutes, you get a $100 gift card and a $100 cash prize.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite? Like, do they have the pulled pork and they got it?
Dude, everything. Everything. The beef ribs is so good too.
This is smoking ribs?
Yeah. Yeah.
How bomb are their ribs?
Oh, it is amazing. It is so good. They have a family in Texas, so they bring the recipe.
Oh, so it's a Texas recipe?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's good.
So, oh, jeez, God, I'm so hungry right now. Chili's is not really ribs, right? Because do you remember, I got my baby back ribs. I got my baby back. That's not real.
No.
That's not real barbecue.
This spot is good.
It's real. Yeah. So how do you define real Southern barbecue? What defines like a real authentic spot?
I wouldn't say I am the best qualified to say.
But you know.
I know, but like, I don't know. Like, I definitely think it's like how good their sauce is and how good their meat falls off the bone. Because a lot of the good barbecue spots, they make their own barbecue sauce and you can tell the difference. It's just so good. Because I hate the store-bought ones.
Mm-hmm.
The store-bought ones taste nasty. They're just too sweet or like too, I don't know. But when they make their own barbecue sauce, mm-hmm. Oh my God, it goes so good with their meat.
Yeah. And so on top of that, because I noticed one of your posts on your Instagram, like this Cajun type food too, where you have to, there's places in Walnut where you have to like, you wear gloves like this. And then,
Yeah.
What are some of the spots? The shrimp lover?
Boiling crab?
Yeah, boiling crab.
Mm.
There's one out there
in
Walnut.
Yes, there is.
So we go there for like, for my girl, you know, like for family, not like, you know, mm-hmm. their family likes going there. Mm-hmm. So, why don't you describe some of like what that's all about as well?
So basically, they take all the seafood, they boil it together in garlic, lemon, butter, a whole bunch of different sauces.
I love the shrimp.
Oh. Yes, it's amazing.
It's amazing, and you could get corn.
Yes.
If you could add sausage, like kind of like sausage in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is it's a family style thing, but then they bring it out in these plastic kind of like Ziploc.
Yeah, and bags. You just dump it on the table.
You dump it. You have gloves like this.
And bibs.
And bibs. Mm-hmm. And you just have at it.
Yep.
It's bomb.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So what's the best spots of that type of food? How would you describe? That's Cajun type food, right?
It's just a seafood boil spot.
I definitely
think boiling crab is one of the most popular one in that area. There's not too many in that area.
That could compete with that.
Yeah.
Is it a chain?
It is a chain.
Yeah. Because I saw it first in Walnut.
There's one in K-Town.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you familiar with K-Town
spots? I've been there quite a bit just for like all the restaurants I've worked with. There's so many K-Town spots.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite Korean barbecue spots in Koreatown?
There's one called Sam Barbecue. S-S-A-M Barbecue. That one's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. There's just so many at K-Town. There's another one called Jungkook Jum. That one is a dry aged like the beef is A5 quality. It's not all you can eat, but that meat is good.
Yeah,
it's very high quality.
How do you?
Jeongjum.
Jeongjun.
I don't know.
Okay, dude.
This is a tough one.
Because like, everything you're saying, you're making me so hungry.
Yeah.
Sukbuljip. Have you been there? Theirs is a little different because the way they cook their meat, they use wood, actual wood.
Mm.
So you get that wood, the smoke from the wood, kind of marinating into the meat there.
Oh, that sounds good.
Chosun, you heard Chosun. Mm-hmm. It's a little pricey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Arirang. Oh, pricey.
Yeah, definitely K-Town food is more pricey, obviously. Walnut is just cheap.
Why is that?
I think just the area, like, it's, like, more chill, I guess. I don't know. A lot of Asians, so they're all very, like, cheap steaks.
And so, like, going back to Walnut, is it mostly Chinese, Japanese,
Filipino? It's mostly Chinese. I would say most, a lot of Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the ranch market out there.
Oh, yeah. The Asian markets?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know about this. So at those Asian markets, there's this particular kind of sarsaparilla, but you could only get it there. It's this, it's bomb.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good. I forgot the name of it, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. But so let's move on to more food. What are some of your favorite standout challenges, like some of your favorite videos that you've done?
I mean, we're in California, you know, In-N-Out, everybody's in. I think one of my favorite ones I did was the 50 by 50 burger from In-N-Out.
Well, I don't even know what that is. This is in my neighborhood. Like,
there's a 50 patties and 50 slices of cheese burger. Yeah, it was a huge burger like this. Yeah. No, maybe longer.
So there's a 50 pieces of patty meat.
50 patties and 50 slices of cheese. It's
like this.
Yes.
You've eaten that?
Yes. In 35 minutes.
How does your stuff? Because you're not. You look. How does your body consume?
I don't know. I've just
consumed that.
I don't know. It's just weird. I've eaten so much all my life, and then that's just. I normally just eat a lot, and then I just have a weird talent for this.
So if I were to walk, I mean, we're in quarantine now, but if I were to walk, let's say this wasn't quarantine, and I walk to my local In-N-Out Burger, and I go to, and I say, and I, they take my order, and I go, let me get a 50 by 50. Don't know what that is?
They will, but you have to order a specific way now. They used to let people, like, order that, but like, I think it went too much of a hassle. So you have to order, like, 25 Flying Dutchmans or something like that, and then you just put it together. So, like, it was constructed for me. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a weird way to
What? How do you even begin to wrap your head around eating a burger that tall?
I was just eating it patty by patty. So then,
you,
like,
start at the bottom and you just...
I just grab like 7 patties at a time and I just eat it and I just kept getting more...
How does your stomach take... Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. Like, when I'm in the adrenaline of doing a food challenge, I don't really feel the fullness. You know, like,
so there's an adrenaline, like, because it's like in any competition,
any sport. Yeah, like
you get the adrenaline rush.
Yes, I do. I just, like, I'm just eating and I don't feel it. Like, after like 20 minutes or 30 minutes of eating, I'll feel the fullness. But within the first 10 minutes specifically, I don't feel anything. I'm just like going at it.
Have you ever thrown up or had to go to the bathroom?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it goes a little bit down the hill. But
so do people underestimate you? They look at you, they're like, she ain't beating me.
There's definitely a lot
like
of
some
times
bigger
like
dudes are like, oh, she's, there's no way she could beat
me. Oh, it was funny. Once, I recently did a video with the strongman, the number one strongman from Australia. His name is Eddie Williams. He's so nice. But he challenged me to a big 20-pound ramen bowl challenge. Yeah, he couldn't finish it.
You beat him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah. So I want to hear about more. So there's that 50 by 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then what other types of challenges? What about spicy chicken wings?
Yeah, I can do spicy chicken wings. I've done the Howling Rays.
Howling Rays. There's always a line
out
the door. Explain to the viewers what Howling Rays is.
It's a spicy fried chicken spot, Nashville hot chicken. It just got so much social media, and then everybody's been going there trying the hot, spicy chicken and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Now, okay, I'm just curious. Through you having a name out there, you know, with all this, are there sponsorships that have approached you, sponsors?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's talk about that. What type of people approach you?
Definitely a lot of restaurants. I've gotten, like, maybe even ones that are not really close by, but like San Jose, I've gotten a lot of offers to, like, they pay me to travel up there just to feature their restaurants or whatever.
And featured on your channel?
Yes. And definitely a lot around here too, like, you know, for Instagram or YouTube. They're just like, you know, like, if they don't want me to do a challenge, then it's for Instagram. They're just like, come by and we'll give you food and sponsor you to post about us and stuff.
Oh, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
What do your parents and family think about your career? This is crazy because they probably didn't think you could make a living.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had a lot of like tension between my family because, you know, they're Asian. Want the typical.
You're supposed to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they want the very typical stuff. And definitely when I was going through the time when I wasn't successful, like with the Twitch and whatever, they're like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, like,
they,
it wasn't
down
working
on it.
Yeah. So that was definitely like really hard.
They ain't laughing now looking at your YouTube monetization, they're probably like, oh, okay, do your thing.
Yeah, yeah, now yeah, they're okay with right. it.
You show them, I mean, now you can show them, look, this is how much I'm getting.
Yeah, yeah, now they're okay with it, but yeah, definitely before it was just very, yeah. I mean, my grandparents still don't really understand exactly what it is I do.
Yeah, but they're from a different
Country era. Yeah,
a different era.
Yeah, but as long as I bring both money and food home, so.
How could they complain,
they're not complaining.
Yeah, they can't complain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to hear the story the day when it switched in their heads, where they're like, oh.
I think it started with my dad, just because my dad is the most open-minded yeah. out of everybody, mm-hmm. you know, because he's like more Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
And then so when he saw that, like, you know, like at first it was just like, wait, you got a check from Google, you know? And I'm like, yeah, my videos are making money. He's like, oh, okay. And then, you know, and it just kept coming in more and more each month. And he's like, wait, you're actually making money off your videos? And it, I think the
Good amount, too, not yeah. just, you know what I mean? Because I'm not where you're at, but I'm like, because I have to, like, I had to learn about Google ads and monetization. And you're saying some of your videos are in the millions, right?
Just like a couple, but
That can't hurt you.
But yeah, like my dad, the biggest like turning point was when I quit my job at Benihana, because it's a full-time job, you know, with all the healthcare and benefits. Yeah. So he was like, are you sure this is what you want to do? You know, I kind of sat down with him. It was just a very like deep talk with my dad, you know.
Yeah.
So then it was but you know, like, as like, he just wants me to be happy and successful.
Right.
It was definitely just kind of hard to like sway him into it. But he saw I made it. So now he doesn't care, because like I have so much like products as well shipped to my house. Cause
like give me an example. What kind of products?
I don't know. It's just so random. Like I have a random massage chair coming in, and then
what does that have to do with food?
It doesn't. It's just because I have the views, so
people
want to
send you stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I got a huge gaming table. You know,
what?
I've gotten a whole California mattress.
Wait, a sleeping mattress?
Yeah, a sleeping mattress. Like,
do you know how expensive like that?
Yeah, they're like
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's Tempur-Pedic.
It's the soft one. It's not Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah,
but
still, it's a mattress.
Yes.
What does that have to do with food?
It doesn't. It's just like, now that you have, like, I grew a following, like, people.
So when
just,
does that happen? God, man, we got to get things going, Ren.
It happens when you get engagement. You know, like my videos, my Instagram, they have a lot of likes or comments. And then so companies will be like, hey, why don't I just pay this influencer instead of paying like a professional advertising company, because this one, you see the results. And
does
then,
that happen after 100,000 subscribers?
It definitely doesn't hurt. You know, that's, but then that's just.
How many subscribers do you need for that to start happening?
It definitely started after 100,000. Yeah. And then I was more in the mindset of business, you know, because I was like, the videos are making money. That's great. Mm-hmm. But what else can I do? You know, like, I'm just very businesswoman, you know? So I reached out to different companies. I'm like, hey, if I
feature. Your own?
On my own. Definitely at my own at first. And after I did like my hustling, then the offer started coming in, you know? And you just sign up with different like social agencies who like help branding and influencer come together.
What are some of these agencies?
Well, for YouTube specifically, you can already work on this. It's called FameBit. FameBit.com.
Wait, how do you say that?
Fame.
Fame. FAME?
Yeah, bit.com.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the YouTube sponsored one. So basically, you go on this website and then you give these companies a proposal. How do you want to work with them? And then they usually have like a budget or whatever.
What's the fee to sign up for FameBit?
It's free.
It's free.
It's free. Yeah, it's free. And then like the sponsorship, if like say they're paying you $100, mm-hmm. FameBit will take 10%.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not tripping off that.
So from FameBit.
I'm so glad you came. I'm learning so much. I'm learning so much knowledge from you.
Awesome.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I love it.
So from FameBit, I actually got sponsored a trip for my Seattle trip.
They funded it?
So there's a restaurant in Seattle. They paid me $5,000 to go up there to feature their restaurant. And I met them because of FameBit. So because of them, I got this whole road trip I did for free, because I drove all the way to Seattle. And so I got all this content and all this footage.
Oh, because you're vlogging as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then no, but on the way up to Seattle, I did a whole bunch of different food challenges in North California, Oregon, as well as a few in Washington.
Wow.
Yeah. So
did you learn about this stuff?
It's actually from other YouTubers. They told me about it. Yeah.
So other you have a community that you guys exchange ideas and suggestions?
Yeah. I mean, well, when you meet other YouTubers or other people who are more successful than you, I just ask them like, hey, what did you do? You know? And then they share, and you know, like some YouTubers aren't as open to sharing these ideas.
Oh, it's like they're keeping their Jedi secrets.
Yeah, but I you know, like I want to help everybody. Everybody's trying to make it, you know?
So thank you for giving me this bit of information. Yeah.
So that, I mean, I definitely started off with like $100 sponsorships. Like, you know, like you start
I'm not
small.
Tripping. Yeah. That would help. That's a grip of groceries for me.
Yeah. So like, it's like since that's with YouTube, yeah. It's already linked to your account, your bank account, so you don't have to worry about much.
Oh, because it's through YouTube.
Yeah, it's a YouTube-sponsored like kind of platform for brandings and stuff.
Oh, damn. I'm going to look into it today.
Yeah. It's very, very easy. You just talk to these companies, and then they send you the product. And it's so, like, it's very simple. It's, like, very at the beginning of the video, you're just like, hey, look at this product I've been using. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
There's definitely a lot of, like, supplements. Oh, dude, I have so much supplements. You need protein powder? Yeah, I got so much.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, you got
dude.
Protein powders?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah, so like you can get so much of these supplements or protein powders.
Yeah, give me some other examples. Give me some other examples.
And this is also where I got the massage chair and stuff. Like
through Famebit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
that's so, what's up.
There's a like.
You got the mattress through that?
No, that one is different. That one's from Instagram. But you can contact them. If you have
Wait
an Instagram
minute.
Following.
Huh? So you get stuff through Instagram?
Yeah, a lot of that's how like a lot of influencers, Instagram people.
How does
like,
that even work?
So this one's a little bit more complicated because Instagram doesn't pay you directly like YouTube and stuff. So you have to talk to the company itself. So that's where your like business mindset comes in.
So you talk to a company on your own and give them a link to your Instagram so they could check you out?
Yeah. So basically, you just kind of approach them with a proposal. Mm-hmm. Like just like, hey, I have these followings, these numbers, and I have this reach with these demographics. I can definitely help promote your product, and these are my pricings and what I can do for you. And then you know, you just talk to them. And
wow, dude, so you're a hustler.
Yeah, I'm a hustler.
Damn. And but you still, so do you got? Do you still live at home? And
I live at home to save the money, which is very
so
nice.
You're stacking your chips.
Yes.
Damn.
I mean, like, I'll stack enough, and then I'll just buy my own house. Simple. Don't have to rent. I really think renting is a waste of money.
You know what? You should stay in Walnut. It's a good community.
Oh, I like it. I was just thinking of Chino Hills. Chino Hills are very affordable.
Oh, I love Chino Hills.
Yeah,
Chino
Hills
yeah.
Awesome.
So you have Diamond Bar in there, Bar near there. Chino, and then Covina. It's basically Covina, and then West Covina as well. This is crazy, dude. So, okay, so I want to end just because I didn't know about mukbang.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to the viewers and listeners what that is and how you got involved with that.
So, you know, since I'm so into food already, I just want to broaden my variety and sources of what I can film. So it doesn't need to constantly be food challenges, because I'm like, in reality, I can't do a food challenge for the rest of my life. That's why I started doing a lot more traveling, because like traveling I can definitely do for a while.
That must be great.
Yeah, so traveling is awesome, but mukbang is another category. So what it is, it's basically an eating show. You just have a whole bunch of food in front of you and you eat, like you don't even need to finish the food. It's not a food challenge, it's whatever, but you just kind of talk to the camera. And then what mukbangs, it was originally meant for people who are like depressed or like lonely, because they pull up these mukbang videos, and then the way that the mukbang videos are positioned, it looks like you're eating like with them, like you're having dinner with them.
I never even caught that.
Yeah. So
it's camaraderie. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's identifying with someone else eating with you.
Yeah. So it helps people with depression. So like when you're eating, like they're constantly talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're eating, talking.
Amazing. When did this start coming into effect? Because I just learned. Like I'm like way out of the loop.
It started definitely in Korea, like because mukbang is this Korean term. Yeah,
okay.
You know? So.
There you go. Yeah. That tells you how much I know about my own people. So I had no idea. Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely like started to go viral in Korea. Yeah. And then, you know, like I think Korea is the most fast paced Asian entertainment industry. Yeah, like, and like nobody does as bad as good as K-pop and like, killing the entertainment industry, like more than Japan.
Have you heard of JYP?
Oh, yeah. I love him. Oh, my God.
I met him.
Dude,
my brother, have you heard of the Wonder Girls?
No.
It's an older K-pop girl, early 2000s. My brother, they flew my brother, because my brother does comedy. They flew him to Korea to do a Wonder Girls music video.
Oh.
So he's like, dude, I got an extra ticket for, you know? So I'm like, I'll roll. So we flew to Korea. But the thing about Koreans, they had no breaks. They filmed like 18 hours straight. Yeah. So we went there. We got to the spot. They had like food breaks, but they had maybe one food break where they had a big pot of kimchi jjigae. And it was outside of this little recording room. And then they, you know, they had like a cafeteria table, but in there. And then they didn't, my brother didn't even get a dressing room or a trailer. They all used the same dressing room. And they're like, I met JYP. And I'm like, because he's like, describe to the viewers and listeners who JYP is.
He's a producer.
He's one of the biggest or the biggest producer. He's like their Puff Daddy or something. He's like the biggest dude there.
Dude, the music video, the one where it's the dancing one, or he reminds me of like a Korean Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is so cool. Yeah.
But he was, what people don't know, it's like straight militant style there. Mm-hmm. These K-pop groups ain't just organic. They like scout out kids when they're young. They live in dormitories.
It's very, very competitive in Korea, like the entertainment.
A lot of stress.
Yeah.
A lot of these, like, they have to be in shape. They even have to have face operations. Yeah. And it's crazy.
Oh yeah, it's very intense.
It's intense, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sorry to get off track. So we're talking about like, okay, so this mukbang started in Korea, and then how did it get out? How did it spread?
I don't know. I think it's just the Korean culture has definitely made it to America more so than any other Asian culture. Yeah, with the K-pop. So like they introduced the food in, and then I think also because Korean food is very aesthetically pleasing. Because like I'm Chinese, like as compared to Chinese food is just stir fry, kind of like a blob. You know, you don't really see like the components of what the food is. But Korean food is like, it's so colorful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so colorful, and it looks like to American people, it looks appealing. You know, just like Japanese food too.
Yeah.
Japanese food is definitely a lot more appealing as opposed to Chinese food. Mm-hmm. So like, I think that really like implemented. Hey, look, like we're like also the spicy Korean noodles that definitely kicked it up.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I'm
the noodles and all that. Yeah.
You know, one thing I do regret is growing up in, you know, Korean household, my mom taught me how to make kimchi jjigae, but I never paid attention. But now since this quarantine's in effect, like, God, I would be making that all the time.
It was so easy.
You know how to make it?
I know how to make a lot of food. Yeah,
well, you know how to make kimchi jjigae?
Yeah.
Let's break it down real quick.
Okay, so go to any H Mart, get some kelp. Kelp is definitely the base. And if you want
soup base,
so boil the water with the kelp because you don't want that seaweed flavor.
Yeah,
and then you just honestly you just get a bottle of kimchi and
pour it in there.
Just pour it in there, and there's some miso paste too. You can get miso paste, and then add anything you want. Soup is so versatile. Like, what do you want put in it? Sausages, fish,
spam,
yeah, eggs. What kind of veggies you want? Doesn't matter.
Oh, tofu.
Tofu, yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
And you just boil it?
Yeah.
So I could go to Koreatown and get the stuff? Like, don't I need a specific kind of pot? My mom has this specific...
I mean, you can. You don't really need it. Yeah, I mean, you just dump everything in a pot. Soup is so easy to make.
And then how long do you have to boil it? And how long does it have to marinate for all the flavors to get in there?
I would say like an hour. Just boil it. Boil it on low for like an hour.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to do that. Cooking vlog, baby. Cooking vlog. Have you heard of China Mac?
No.
Okay, he's a New Yorker, but he's doing, he's a rapper, but he does food vlogs as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, how are we doing on time?
We're about close to 15 minutes.
It's close to 15 minutes. Let's kind of wrap it up. Let's start talking about all your different channel, like all this info and the future for what's in store for you as far as any future vlog. I mean, we're quarantined now, but can we talk about some of this stuff? Your YouTube channel and
my main one is definitely YouTube. Facebook also pays now too. If you put videos on Facebook,
that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm sleeping, man. Yeah. Keep going.
If you haven't made a TikTok, start making a TikTok. It's not monetized yet, but I already almost have 400.
Oh, you're on TikTok?
Yeah, I almost have 400K followers on TikTok. Yeah, it's not paying, but yeah, definitely start growing, you know, a following.
Yeah, all these kids are on TikTok.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, so, you know, the young is where, like, you know, they'll spread the word. Because they'll be, like, going to school and show, like, hey, look at this girl eating a lot of food.
That's Dude, you're like a superstar in Walnut, I bet. Do you get recognized everywhere?
Not everywhere, but definitely a good amount. Yeah.
A good amount.
Even in L.A., too. Like,
people are like, hey, you're the...
Yeah.
I've seen you.
Yeah.
You, oh.
Yeah.
You too. Like,
yeah, it's okay. Pretty
cool, yeah. So, your YouTube channel is can I spell it out? It's youtube.com/RainaHuang. Raina Huang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And then your Facebook is the same.
Same. Yeah.
Raina Huang. Instagram is a little bit different, isn't it?
Raina is crazy.
Raina is crazy. Now, why did you change?
Well, so I got nicknamed that by my fans because
She's crazy.
Well, because of the way I eat for like.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, I mean, like, okay, it just had like a ring to it.
It's catchy.
Know? It's catchy. Yeah. So I'm like, better crazy than Raina Huang, you know, because like, you know, not many people like Huang. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah. Right. So Raina is crazy.
Yeah.
And then your Twitter is a bit different too.
Well, Twitter is old. Twitter is when I just made it. I don't know what I was doing, so I just put it on there just for an extra social media page.
Can I spell it out for him?
Yeah, OMG.
So it's OMG ITZ RAINA.
Yeah.
And then can I plug your website as
sure,
well?
Sure, yeah.
So it's rainaiscrazy.com. So yeah, yep, it's just like her Instagram.
Yep.
And what could fans look forward to seeing on your website? Do you have any kind of merch or?
Yeah, I have T-shirts.
Okay, so they just go to get a T-shirt? You just go to Raina's Crazy.
Yeah,
right?
T-shirts and stickers and cards, and I also have prints because I did want to do modeling. I have lingerie prints up there.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, and then they could get that as well.
Yeah, if they want to. Yeah.
Man, this is. Can we in the future do some kind of? Can I do like a collab vlog with you or like some kind of food oriented thing or?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we originally wanted to do. But
yeah.
You know,
and dude, I'll even because my girlfriend's out and I could even meet you out there.
Yeah.
I could even go to Walnut for that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay.
You're starting to get into mukbangs more now. Is there certain people that you enjoy collaborating with a lot? Because I know there's a big community for it.
Yeah. Who are some of the people you like to collaborate doing the mukbangs with?
I'm pretty open to anybody.
Oh, so yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, whoever wants to collaborate, I'm totally cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think I saw you like collaborating with a couple like random mukbangers that I always see like that one guy that has the contacts. And
Big Guy Appetite. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Big Guy Appetite. Yeah. Okay. With that being said, thanks again. Definitely support everything Raina is doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then I'm going to put, you know, all this stuff out there. This is going to drop very soon.
Awesome.
About 2 weeks or so. There is a Patreon attached to this show, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. So if you want to support the show, make your pledge, become a patron. Our newest patrons are Mary Ann Mendez and Kermit Mahomes. I have a new music video. People are really digging it, called Goodbye Balloon. That's on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Stevie Weeby. The website's stevieweebyshow.com. You can get a T-shirt or a hoodie on there. My Instagram's Instagram/QUANGOU. All my music, even Ode to My Pops, my newest EPs, at stevieweebybandcamp.com. I have a P.O. box also, so if you want to send stuff, I haven't checked it in a while because of this quarantine, but if you want to send stuff, send it to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. And Little Ray's World is back, and he has something to say. Definitely tune in and listen to Little Ray. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for Little Ray's World. Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I
I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls. Welcome to Little Ray's world. Yeehaw!
What the hell do we got this week, Beep? What the hell is 5G, man? Hey, you better explain yourself, partner. Wow, 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 wow. All right, so what you just told me is 5G's network is going to generate radio frequency radiation that could damage DNA and lead to cancer, causing oxidative damage that can cause premature aging, disrupt cell metabolism, and potentially lead to other diseases through the generation of stress proteins, man. Wow, wow, wow. And they're going to make them earthlings get a universal vaccine with nanites inside of it to help 5G turn humans into zombies. Is that correct? Wow. Wow. Well, sometimes me and Beep being in this purgatory planet by ourselves ain't such a bad idea after all, is it, Beep? Beep. Well, me and Beep wrote a song about you, 5G, and it goes like this, partner.
This one's about 5G. Kids, better watch yourselves out there. Won't take a leak of IV. Students don't know 5G will mess you up with frequencies that aren't so kindly given to you blindly. Electromagnetic, damaging your DNA. You better call a medic. Where we're headed is a radiation nation that's pathetic. Corona is the scapegoat. Get woke, I said it. Boosting up the gigahertz. Your bodies aren't intended to deal with this technology. And oddly, you'll get shredded. Aging premature. Disrupting cell metabolism, waiting for a cure, something you won't endure. So when you see a tower of 5G outside your door, connected in the earth grid out to the core, humans will be gone like the mole dinosaurs, injected with the vaccine with nanites to pour inside your body's complementing 5G to soar. Get away from us, 5G, you'll get torn. I mean it, man, be back away from this 5G.
Join us in about 2 weeks or so for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. And make sure you go to www.stevieweebyshow.com and get yourselves a nice t-shirt or a hoodie, man. Let's get her done.